Alien invasion. Okay, put aside those cheesy sci-fi paperbacks for a second. What if those big screen, alien invasion scenarios, that feeling dread, what if it wasn't just Hollywood? What if it was, I don't know, some kind of distorted reflection of something real, something hidden deep in, like, declassified files, the stuff they don't want us to see. And today, you've given us a ton of material. It's like a almost like a bomb, a powder keg of information. We got everything from like those classic alien invasion movies to a document about a small town in Vermont just vanishing. Poof, gone. It's chilling, man. So our mission today, we're going to unpack all this. We're going to dissect it. We're going to get to that raw, unsettling truth, and hopefully you'll be left questioning everything. And no slow burn here, all right? We're diving headfirst into the paranoia.
It's really interesting. The pieces you've given us, they if they actually fit together, paint a pretty terrifying picture. I mean, we got the Hollywood stuff, right? The fictional narrative analysis, kind of like our collective nightmares on screen. And then boom, we got this Freetown, Vermont alien massacre, declassified account. And then to add to that, we got this creepy, unsettling context from some Instagram account source snippets, a little bit of permission to laugh about all this with the lighthearted cursing. And then, of course, the pasted text kind of guiding our descent into this whole thing. It's like, the air is crackling. Yeah, it feels like the truth is finally finally breaking through. Even if it's, well, unbelievable.
All right, so let's get into it. Let's open this thing up. Let's start with this so-called Freetown, Vermont alien massacre. I mean, forget Roswell, right? Forget those blurry lights and whispers. This document, if it's the real deal, it screams of something way more visceral. We're talking October 1967, small town of Vermont, small 67, small town of Vermont, quiet, peaceful for 3 nights straight. This unearthly metallic hung just cuts through the silence. And then the unthinkable happens. People start vanishing. And not just a few. We're talking 27 people gone, vanished without a trace. The official story, mass hysteria. Oh yeah, everyone just went crazy and wandered off into the woods. But this declassified account, man, it just throws a wrench into that whole explanation, like a big heavy wrench.
It's wild. The government's reaction is what really gets me. It's not like, the local cops dealing with some people freaking out. No, this was a full-on, intervention, CIA operatives all over Freetown. And what they supposedly found wasn't just empty houses and confused people. This account, it talks about blood trails all over the streets, deep tracks, like tracks they couldn't identify, gouging the earth, and these really bizarre, like, I don't know how to even explain it. These massive split open shells. It doesn't sound like mass delusion. It sounds like, like evidence of something violent and just completely unexplainable.
Right. And then there are the descriptions of these things, these entities. They're described as being almost 6 feet tall, walking upright, but with skin like, I'm reading it directly, as hard as metal, and eyes that reflected light like polished silver. This isn't your typical UFO sighting. This is like a ground level observation of something totally alien. And then comes the part that just screams cover up, records
yeah
gone, incinerated, witnesses silenced. I mean, it's like a chillingly efficient erasure, right? And like they just wipe the whole town off the map, off the face of the earth. It makes you wonder, like, what kind of threat needs that level of secrecy? Was it just about avoiding some bad press?
It's the scale of it, right? I mean, to completely erase a whole town, the people, their experiences, it suggests a level of fear that goes way beyond, just public panic. Maybe they were trying to contain something truly dangerous, something they couldn't risk the world knowing about. What if these, split open shells, what if they contained like technology, alien tech, so advanced, so disruptive that just knowing about it could, shatter everything, the world or everything. I mean, how far would a government go to keep that kind of control?
But there's a snag in their perfect little cover-up, A photograph, decades later, pops up. And the description, man, it's pure nightmare fuel. We're talking a towering figure hunched over with arms that practically drag on the ground. And it's wearing, get this, what they call organic armor. Like, it's not built, it's bioengineered, grown.
Yeah.
And the analysis, supposedly non-human origin, no signs of tampering. I mean, that single picture, if it's real, it blows the whole official story out of the water.
So how did it survive? Was it a leak, intentional, someone on the inside?
Hmm.
Or maybe a forgotten file in some dusty archive? Or maybe some truths, no matter how deep you bury them, they find a way to claw their way back to the surface.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? The survival of that photo. Was it an inside job?
Yeah.
You know, like a rogue agent, someone with a conscience, or maybe something even weirder, something even more unsettling. What if they wanted it to be found eventually? You know, like a breadcrumb. Yeah. A clue left for someone to find later. It definitely makes you think, right? It makes you think there are these forces at play, these things we don't understand, just pulling the strings in the background. You can almost imagine it, right? Someone holding onto that photo, knowing what it means, the chaos it could unleash, and just waiting.
Okay, so let's throw this fictional narrative analysis into the mix here. I mean, we all know, right? Alien invasion stories, they're just stories made up. Or are they? What if these stories are like a societal stress test? Like they're preparing us, you know, even subconsciously for a reality that we're told doesn't exist. Think about Independence Day, right? That sudden attack, devastating the world, just thrown into chaos. Does the sheer brutality, that feeling of everything unraveling of the Freetown account, does it remind you of those of those big screen scenarios?
What's so creepy is how often these fictional stories tap into this real sense of vulnerability, right? Like how small we are, how insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And when you look at the Freetown account alongside those classic tropes, you know, the weird sounds that signal the aliens are coming, the disappearances, quick and brutal, the feeling that your world is just dissolving around you. I mean, the parallels they're chilling. It makes you wonder if these stories, if they hit us so hard because they're not just, made up, what if they're tapping into something deeper, like a primal fear of the unknown that's rooted in something real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the cover up in Freetown, it's not just about hiding something, right? It's like they were rewriting history. Why go to all that trouble if it was just a weather balloon or a meteor shower? I mean, the silencing of witnesses, the destroyed records, the fact that they sealed off the whole town, it screams that they were hiding something huge, something that could change everything, our whole understanding of the world. What were they so afraid of? I mean, was it the nature of these beings, their technology, or just the simple fact that we're not alone? And maybe not even at the top of the cosmic food chain.
It's a good question. A motivation for a cover up like that? It could be a lot of things. I mean, sure, stopping mass panic, that's the obvious one. But think about the geopolitical stuff, right? Imagine if one country, just one, had their hands on alien technology, salvaged from those split open shells, or maybe the beings themselves, they gave a warning. They said, keep quiet or else. I mean, the possibilities they're pretty disturbing. They suggest a level of power that's just way beyond us.
Okay, so let's talk about this declassified account. I mean, that word declassified, it has a certain, weight to it. It's like a promise of hidden truths.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the whole truth? Is it just a cleaned up version? Or could it even be like a clever way to spread misinformation? You know, the muddy the waters decades later. How much can we really trust something just because it's labeled declassified?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Declassified, all it means is that it's not officially a secret anymore. It doesn't mean it's true. It could be a carefully constructed story designed to control the narrative. Even now, we have to be skeptical. We got to acknowledge those details, the things that grab you, but also consider the source, who's telling the story, and what's their angle.
And that photograph, that one grainy image of something we don't understand. I mean, if it really is a picture of a non-human entity, how do we even begin to wrap our heads around that? It's tall, hunched over, with these massive arms and what looks like living armor. It defies everything we know about biology here on Earth.
Yeah.
What kind of abilities would that kind of body even have? What kind of environment would create something like that? And that organic armor, is it natural? Is it protection? Or is it some kind of, I don't know, some kind of symbiotic technology, like part of their being?
The description, it suggests a creature that's adapted to a completely different world. I mean, the height, the posture, it could mean different gravity. Huh. And the organic armor, that's really fascinating. Could it be, I don't know, some kind of camouflage, a defense against energy weapons, or even a sensory organ. It's like it pushes the boundaries of how we understand life. It's not just, you know, alien. Yeah. It's something that challenges our fundamental assumptions about biology.
Right. And then we got these Instagram account source snippets, which kind of frame this whole terrifying thing with a layer of, you know, lighthearted fun. It's a weird contrast, isn't it? Like joking about something that might have led to a whole town being wiped off the map. Is that how we cope? by making light of the horror?
I think it speaks to how complicated our relationship is with the unknown and with things that are, you know, unsettling. Humor can be a defense mechanism. It's a way to deal with information that's just too much to face head on. It lets us engage with how strange the Freetown account is without completely freaking out. It's like laughing nervously at the monster under the bed.
Okay, let's get into the what ifs.
Yeah.
The scenarios that keep you up at night. 1967, no internet, no cell phones, no one really had a camera in their pocket all the time. So if Freetown happened, were there other incidents? I mean, are there echoes of this kind of thing in more recent UFO, UAP reports, even if they're, you know, officially explained away?
It's tough to say for sure. We need more, more information. But the fact that there are all these reports of unexplained stuff in the sky, you know, often with stories of weird encounters, it does make you wonder, right? Has Freetown happened again? Have there been other times we've made contact that have been buried the same way? I mean, the sheer number of sightings over the years, it suggests that maybe we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
And these beings with their skin like metal and allegedly they committed a massacre. I mean, were they invaders? Were they hostile? Were they here to wipe us out? Or could it have been something else, something completely alien to us? You know, what if they were explorers who panicked? Or maybe a misunderstanding that had terrible consequences, or something we can't even imagine.
Massacre, that word, it comes with, you know, with our human understanding of conflict, of what it means to want to hurt someone. Maybe their actions, while devastating to us, were driven by something we don't understand. What if they were defending themselves or gathering resources? Or maybe those disappearances, were they part of some experiment that we can't even conceive of? To assume they were malicious based on our limited view, that might be dangerous. It might be oversimplifying the whole thing.
And those split open shells, what were they? I mean, were they ships, escape pods? Were they biological or something else entirely? Such a strange image, so unlike anything we've ever seen.
It sounds like something mechanical and organic, which is pretty creepy. Were they vehicles that somehow, I don't know, shed their outer layer? Were they some kind of living transport, or maybe even part of the beings themselves? The fact they were left behind, that raises more questions. Were they damaged? Were they useless? Or did they just not need them anymore?
If Freetown really happened, if it was really covered up and erased from history,
right,
what did that mean for us? I mean, for how we understand the universe and our place in it?
It would mean everything changes. It would mean that we are definitely not alone, and that there are things out there that can do things we can't even understand. It would change everything, our science, our philosophy, even how we see ourselves. It would be huge. And it would all, you know, it would also raise the possibility of more encounters in the future, and the fact that we're completely unprepared.
Let's go back to those questions that are still bugging us. Why Freetown? Why those 27 people? Where did they go? Time to put on our, you know, tinfoil hats and think about the darkest possibilities.
Why Freetown? Maybe it was remote, you know, a good place to enter unnoticed. Or maybe there was something specific about the geology, the biology that drew them there. Or maybe it was just random, the first place they landed. And the missing people, the 27, were they taken to be studied? Were they casualties of some kind of conflict that we just don't get? Or were they changed somehow?
No.
Assimilated. I mean, the fact that we don't know, it feeds the worst case scenarios, you know.
This whole declassified account, the way it unfolds, it's like watching one of those, you know, disaster movies. Everything's quiet, and then these metallic sounds start, and the tension builds, and then bam, chaos. It's like a story designed to play on our deepest fears of the unknown, of something invading our world, our safe little world.
Absolutely. It's cinematic because it uses those primal fears that we all have. You know, the fact that we're vulnerable, the fact that there might be forces out there that we can't control that could just just wreck everything. It's a story that whether it's true or not, it gets to you. It gets to you emotionally.
We were given the okay to use a little dark humor here. And honestly, with something this potentially terrifying, you almost have to, right? I mean, the idea of aliens having a top secret showdown in a tiny town in Vermont in 1967, I mean, it's kind of absurd, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes you gotta laugh, right? Especially when you're dealing with something this outlandish. It's a way to acknowledge how weird it is without, you know, without going completely crazy. It's like laughing at the monster in the dark. A little bit of you know, defiance in the face of something you don't understand.
All right, so let's go over what we've dug up here. We've got this declassified account that claims aliens attacked Freetown, Vermont back in 67. 27 people gone, missing. Evidence of some kind of violent encounter, descriptions of creatures that are totally alien, government cover-up, and that one photograph, that one creepy picture that suggests that maybe it's all true. And we're still left with the big questions. How did that photo survive? What were these beings? What did they want? And what happened to those 27 people?
Yeah, and our goal today has been to take you deep into this story, to lay out the supposed facts and to explore what it all means, if even a little bit of it is true. We don't have, you know, we don't have the answers. But what we do have is a big dose of documented paranoia.
And that brings us to our final thought. If something as big as the Freetown, you know, massacre, if that could really be covered up, erased from history, what else is out there? What else don't we know? What other truths are hidden, just waiting for their own declassified account, their own photograph to come to light? It really makes you question, you know, makes you question everything we think we know. What other secrets are out there waiting to be uncovered?